Shalom to all. Today's officer Shalom Sachem Daf Ayin Hay, and we are starting Ayin Dalad Amud Bey is about seven lines up from the bottom at the two dots with the words Matamun de Beishamai. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basi Biyakim Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. As now we discuss Machlokes Beisham Pesel at the end of the Mishnah regarding a ger, somebody who converted erev Pesach, whether or not he could go to the mikvah and have his Karim Pesach. According to Beishamai, yes. According to Beis Hillel, no, because it's considered tummy mace. He has to go through the whole 7-day tahar process of getting hazah sprinkled on with the ashes of the water paraduma on day 3 and 7, and therefore he can't do Karim Pesach. So the Gemara asks, Matam de Beishamai, what's Beishamai's source? The answer is, the Pasuk tells us, Atem Ushvichem, you and your captives. Now, this is referring to when Bnei Israel came back from fighting Midian. Moshe Rabbeinu told them that you and your captives, Atem Ushvichem, have to sit outside camp and you have to go through a 7-day tahara process. Now, what's Beishamai's limit from here? Matam Uloin et Mesem, Ashe Chnastem Ulbris, just like you don't become Tame until you get a bris, meaning only Yid could become Tame, Avshvichem, Loin Nitmu, Ashe Chazul Bris. So, to your captives, non Jews, they can become Tame until they get a bris, and therefore a Ger can get a bris, Erev Pesach, and only now he's able to become Tameh, as they could just go to the mikvah and bring his current Pesach and have it that evening. And Matam de Beis Hillel, what's Beis Hillel's Svara? And it's the same Pasuk, they just darshan differently. The Pasuk tells us, Temu Shvichem, what do we learn from here? Matam tu'un hazoi b'shlishi b'shvi, af shvichem tu'un hazoi b'shlishi b'shvi. Just like you, Yidin, need hazah on day 3 and 7 when you become Tameh Meis, so too Shvichem, your captives, when they become Gerim, when they convert, so they also need hazah on day 3 and 7 right after converting. And that's because, according to Beis Hillel, the Tomas Meis that they became Tameh when they were non-Jews kicks in right now after their bris, as they're for the Tomei Meis, and that's why they need Hashlah on Shishin Shvi. However, says the Gemara of Einim Mechaver, this is not a 100% clear drasha, meaning it's not a full drasha midai raisa. Why is that? Darun Chiyah Bar Yosef, Ayin Heyam Ralph on top, who says the name of Gidol Bar Minyamin, who says B'Shem Rav, that Moida Meisel Beisel agrees, She'im Ar Vizarkas Adam Shehurtza, that if the Kain was Iver, and he did Zrikas Adam for a Ger, they got his bris that day on Erev Pesach, there's a Ritzoy, it's fine, and the Ger is allowed to eat his Karim Pesach that night. So we see that it's not a full-fledged drasha da'ai raisa, that when a Ger gets his bris mila, he's considered 100% Tamei Mace, and something he has to keep to, but Bidi Eved, if he didn't, he's allowed to have his Karim Pesach that night. And then we had the whole discussion about Safek Tuma, first discussing Nazir, nothing to do with Karim Pesach, and then bringing it to Pesach. So Gemara tells as follows, Nazir Shenetme B'Safek Rosh HaSayachid, and Nazir became Tamei B'Safek Rosh HaSayachid. Now we know that when a person comes to Tamei B'Safek, there's a difference between Rosh HaSayachid and Rosh HaSarabim. The classic rule is that Safek Tuma Rosh HaSarabim is Tahar, where Safek Tuma Rosh HaSayachid is Tamei. So we have a Nazir who's not become Tamei Mace, and he became Tamei Mace besafik in Rosh HaSayachid. And the Gemara clarifies, Ve'enu Pesach, we're not talking about a Karim Pesach here. So Rishai Rabba Omer, Rishai Rabba tells us, HaNazir Megaleach, this Nazir has to shave, which means he's considered that he's Tamei Bevadai, has to go through the whole 7-day Tahar process, then he shaves at the end, and he restarts his whole Nazir's count. However, Rechon says, Ein HaNazir Megaleach, he does not shave, which means it's really only Safik Tuma. We don't consider it a Vadai Tuma in as much that he has to shave and go through the whole process. And where do we see this? In Tinian Tuma, we have Mishnah over there, Mesechus Nazir, Kol Tuma Min HaMeis, HaNazir Megaleach Aleo, any Tumas Meis that a Nazir would have to shave for, Chayav Nol HaBias Mikdash, he's also Chayav for going into the Beis HaMikdash if he's in the state of Tuma. If he goes in Meizin, he'd be Chayav Kars. If he goes in Beshagig, he'd have to bring Karban Oil of Yared. But V'chol Tuma Min HaMeis, She'ein HaNazir Megaleach Aleo, any Tumas Meis that a Nazir would not have to shave for, such as this, Safik Tuma, in Chayav Nol HaBias Mikdash, so he's not Chayav Bias Mikdash, and Nazir B'Yachin Zraya for his din. So now the Gemara asks, Haydenu Safik, which Safik are we referring to that he became Safik of this type of Safik Tuma? That we have this machlekas Rabbi Shai Rabba and Rabbi Yechanan. And here the proper gear says to do a name switch. Rabbi Shai Rabba Amar, he says, Roisha the Pirka, is referring to a case brought in the beginning of the parak over there, Masechas Nazir, about two different Nazirim, which we know that one of them became Tameh, but we don't know which one it is. So that's the Safik Tuma that we're talking about, says Rabbi Shai Rabba. However, it's just one Nazir who has Safik Tuma versus Yachid, so then he's considered 100% Tameh. That's what Rabbi Shai Rabba is telling us over here. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan says, we're talking about over here, where it's one Nazir who became Safik Tomei B'Rishus HaYachid, and even he is not considered 100% Tomei, it's only Safik, and he's not going to be Megaleach. Now we bring this discussion to Karim Pesach. Yachid Shenitma B'Safik Rishus HaYachid B'Pesach. What about an individual? He contracted Safik Tomei and Rishus HaYachid. Is he allowed to bring the Karim Pesach? What's his deal? So Rabbi Shai Rabba Amar, Rabbi Shai Rabba says, Yidachal Pesach Sheni. He gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni, because again, this is Rabbi Shai Rabba L'Shitasoi. He's considered 100% Tomei, and therefore he just simply does Pesach Sheni, no problem. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan Rechon says, Meshalchan Oysa L'Derech HaChayko. We have to send him to a place where he's considered far away. And as we've already learned previously, and we're going to see on Amud Beis as well, this is one of the reasons why a person is going to bring Pesach Sheni, because he's B'derech HaChayko, he's far from the Beis HaMikdash, and he's simply not able to bring Pesach Rishon. And this makes sense in Shitas Rabbi Yechanan, because he says that this person is only Safik Tamei. So we can't just say, oh, no problem, go do Pesach Sheni. We have to make him Chayev B'Vadai in Pesach Sheni, and that's how we send him B'derech HaChayko. This is actually Rabbi Yechanan L'Shitasoi, because what does he say? Nitum B'Tumas Beis Pras. Let's say a person became Tamei with Tumas Beis Pras, which is a Tumah derabanan. So also mishalchan usay derech chayka, we send him far away. So now he's vaday chayv in Pesach Sheni, not just suffik. Here we have another situation where this machlokes Rabbi Shai Rabban Rabbi Yechon comes out. Tzibur shenit b'savik rishus yachid Pesach. What about if the majority of the congregation, the majority of the tzibur, became tummy with suffik tumen rishus yachid? Are they going to bring Pesach rishain or not? So Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon says yasub esfeikon. They're going to bring the current Pesach because we know that if a majority of tzibur is tummy meis, then they're going to bring Pesach rishain b'tumah, but they have to do it besfeikon in their state of suffik, which means they have to be very careful not to become tummy b'vadai, and they have to make sure not to use tummy kalim. They basically have to do their absolute best to do it in as much state of tahara as possible because they're not 100% tameh. However, B'shai Rabba Omer, he tells us yasu b'tomah, they should do it b'tomah. And at first glance, this means that they can even make themselves tameh b'vadai, no problem, because they're considered tameh b'vadai anyway. However, right away the Gemara says that no, afar B'shai Amaydash yasu b'sfeikon, even Rabbi Shaya agrees to Rabbi Yechon that they still have to do it b'sfeikon, which means that they cannot become tameh b'vadai. And loyim Rabbi Shaya al chomrin, Rabbi Shaya only said in the case of Nazir that he's considered vaday tomah in regards to a chomra, that he has to be megaleach and he has to go through a whole process, but not lekula, that a person can make himself vaday tomei, that much he doesn't say. Now moving on to someone of a similar discussion, Rabbi Yechon says b'shem Rabbi Benaya, Yisrael Ariel, we have a yid who did not get a bris milah, maybe just realized he was Jewish now, maybe his parents never gave him bris milah, whatever the reason is that he didn't get a bris milah yet, and he also happens to be tomei meis. Mazan olav, we could do azan him with the water and ashes of the paraduma, even though he doesn't have a bris yet, and obviously we'd get a bris and bring the Karan Pesach, and how do we know this is okay? Shekin motsanu, shekibla v'senu midbar hazaya reilim, because we find that our forefathers in the midbar, they got hazaya when they were a reilim, when they didn't have bris mila yet, so it's okay. We'll explain this in a minute, let's just continue going a little bit. Amar v'chizr v'chizr says, asik kamanda amar ba'achad asar malu, this according to the manda amar, that they got a bris mila on the 11th. Baram kamanda amar ba'siri malu, however according to the manda amar, they got bris mila on the 10th, like kibla hazaya reilim, so we do not have a raya that a reilim, people who did not have bris milas, had hazaya done to them. Now what's this referring to? So we know that when Yeshua and the Yidden crossed over the Yarden, the Jordan River in Teretz Yisrael, it was the 10th of Nisan, just a few days before Pesach, and on the 14th, they brought the Karan Pesach. Now here's the thing. First of all, they were all Tamei Meis, because everybody had to deal with Meisim in the Midbar, due to the fact the entire group of 20 and above who left Mitzrayim died in the Midbar. Now as we know, this requires Hazah on day 3 and 7, and they also were Arelim, they were uncircumcised, because no one got Brisim in the Midbar. Now there's Machlekes, as we just saw, when they all got Brisim. Was it on the 10th, the day that they crossed over the Yarden, or 11th of Nisan, the next day? And so this is what Rav Chisda just told us, that according to the Manda Amar, they received on the 11th, which was again the day after they crossed over the Yarden, it has to be that they had Hazah done to them while still Arelim, because if they would have waited till they got Brisim, that means the first Hazah would have been on the 11th and the next on the 15th, which is too late for Karban Pesach. So it has to be they got Hazah before they had a Bris, as opposed to the Manda Amar, that they got a Bris on the 10th. It's very possible they first got a Bris and then they got their first day of Hazah, then they received their next Hazah on the 14th, which is perfectly fine. However, Arava Ravan says, not a Raya, we could still learn that it'll feed the Manda Amar that they got their Bris Milas on the 10th, then an Aral could still receive Hazah. How is that possible? Because Mikol Makom Loi Manu LaHazaya Arelim, didn't they at least count their days of Hazah when they were still Arelim? Because as we know, Hazah is on day 3 and day 7, so day 3 means we have to start counting from day 1, and so even if they got their first Hazah on day 10, already after they had a Bris, they had to start counting for that Hazah when they are Arelim, and therefore it's the same thing. Anyway, we've right for this, Ayin Heon Beis on top, Reb Lazar says, B'Shem Ruchanina, Ma'as B'Koyin Aral Shehizah, there was a story with a Koyin who he himself was an Aral, he didn't have a Bris, and he did Hazah on other people, and they were machshir these sprinklings, and it's obvious that if a Kohen himself who's an RL is able to be maz on other people, so for sure, if the person himself is an RL, that hazaya works, and so there's a story that supports this. Now the Gemara just brings a brisa proving like Beis Shammai's Shita regarding a non-Jew who becomes a ger, Erev Pesach, they can just go to the mikvah and right away have his Karan Pesach, and he doesn't have to have hazah of day 3 and 7 like Beis Hillel said, because V'tani Ken, we have a brisa that teaches us, Rabbi Lezim Yaakov Emre, he says, there are these guards at the gates of the city of Yerushalayim, they were non-Jews, and they decided they wanted to become gerim, and they were tovel on the 8th or Karan Pesach in the evening, so we see just like Beis Shammai. Hashalach Parako Isha, Mazar finishing the 8th parak of Mesechus Pesachim, just like Mesechus finished this parak together, we should Mesechus finish the entire Mesechus Pesachim together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. And moving right into another Mishnah, as we had said in Amud Aleph, we're going to be discussing this. The Mishnah tells us, Mishai Tomei Abidar Chayka, somebody who is Tomei, or they're far away from the Beis HaMikdash, Velayasus Rishain, and because of this, they obviously weren't able to bring the first Karan Pesach, Yasus HaSheni, they should bring Pesach Sheni a month later. Also, Shagag HaNanas, if the person was a Shaygig, or they had an Oinus, they simply weren't able to bring Karan Pesach because of that, Velayasus Rishain, they didn't bring Pesach Rishain, Yasus HaSheni, you should do Pesach Sheni. Ask the Mishnah, Imkin, if that's really so, that even if a person is Shaygig or Nanas, they bring Pesach Sheni, Lamu Namar Tomei Abidar Chayka, why is the Pasuk specify that who brings Pesach Sheni? Somebody who's Tomei Abidar Chayka. Chayka? Why doesn't it say also somebody who's Shayir Nenas? Why only Tamei Derech Chayka? And the answer is the Nafkamina has to do with Pesach Sheni. Let's say one of these people didn't end up bringing Pesach Sheni either, not Rishon or Sheni. Here's where it comes out. She'elu Pturim Makares, the people who are mentioned by the Pasuk, namely the Tamei Derech Chayka, if they didn't end up doing Pesach Sheni, they're not going to be Chayav Kares. Whereas Ve'elu Chayavin be Kares, these others, the ones who didn't bring Pesach Rishon because of Shaygig or Aynes, if they don't end up bringing Pesach Sheni, they are Chayav Kares for not bringing Karim Pesach. Something where it discusses the source for these dinim. The Pasuk tells us, Tamei L'Nefesh. If a person is Tamei L'Nefesh, so he brings Pesach Sheni. Now, what do we learn from here? Ain't Le'al Tamei L'Nefesh. I only know from here that if a person is Tamei L'Nefesh, which means he's Tamei Mace, then he doesn't bring Pesach Rishon, he brings Pesach Sheni. Anusim HaShaygig Minayin. How do we know this applies to even somebody who's Aynes or Shaygig? The answer is Talmud Loimar. Ish Ish. We have a double Lashon, Reba, that's an inclusion. That tells us even a person is Shaygig or Aynes, they bring Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara, I can Rabbi Kiva. This all go to Rabbi Kiva, who darshins doubles. That anytime the Pasuk uses a double Lashon, such as this, Ish Ish, one of those words is extra, we can darshin it. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel, what about Rabbi Shmuel? He holds that double Lashon is just Dibratari Klasha B'nei Adam. That's just the regular way of speaking, and it's not extra, we can't darshin anything from here. So how does he know that somebody who's Shaygig or Aynes is able to bring Pesach Sheni? And so on this, we have a Brisa, a ton of Rabbi Shmuel. We have a Brisa from Rabbi Shmuel. The reason why somebody who's Tamei Nefesh brings Pesach Sheni is a different reason than somebody who's B'derech Chayka. And one who brings B'derech Chayka is different than Tamei Nefesh. Somebody who's Tamei Nefesh physically is able to bring it. It's just that halachically, since he's Tamei, he can't bring it. Whereas B'derech Chayka, he physically can't bring the Karan Pesach because he's far away. But he doesn't have any technical halachic issues such as Tumah that prevents him from doing it. Either which way though, Hatzana Shavah Shabahen, what's the common denominator? Shalayas Rishon, they didn't end up bringing Pesach Rishon. Yasa Sheni, they can bring the Sheni. Afani Arba Hanusim HaShaygin, based off of the Tzara Shavah, I can include as well Anusim HaShaygin, Shalayas Rishon, Yas Sheni, they didn't bring the first one, they can bring the second one. And we ask regarding somebody else, Mazin Minayin, how do we know if a person who B'mazid didn't bring Pesach Rishon, that he also is granted that ability to bring Pesach Sheni? So Rabbi Zairi tells us, the Pasuk says, V'ha'ish, as it says in the Pasuk, V'ha'ish asher hu tahar, u'b'derech loy haya, a person who's tahar, and he wasn't on a faraway road. So the Pasuk really could have said, V'ish, not V'ha'ish. What's the limit of the extra hey? L'rabbis amazed, that includes even amazed that he has the ability to bring Pesach Sheni. Now we compare this limud to our Mishnah. Anatanin, we had learned Shagagai Nenas, and it doesn't say anything about amazed being able to bring Pesach Sheni. However, Tanu Reb Chia, we have a breast from Reb Chia, the Shagag Oy Nenas Oy Hazed. So he adds in that even somebody who amazed didn't bring Pesach Rishon could bring Pesach Sheni. However, Amar B'Yosef says, Masisa Amar Kain, their Mishnah as well is also telling us that, even though it doesn't use the word amazed, that's still what our Mishnah is telling us, because what does it say? She'ilu P'turim Minei Karis Ve'il Chayav. Then our Mishnah later on had said that these are Pater and Kares and these are Chayav and Kares. Now, Ma Isl Chayav be Kares? Who would be Chayav and Kares? Lam Mezid? Wouldn't it be somebody who didn't bring Pesach Rishon be Mezid? So if he doesn't bring Pesach Sheni, he'd be Chayav Kares. That's the only person who makes sense to say would get Kares, because a person who didn't bring Pesach Rishon be Shaygig or Aynes, why should he be Chayav Kares for not bringing Pesach Sheni? So it must be that our Mishnah as well is including Mezid. We continue discussing. We have a Brass that tells us as follows. Tomei Lo Nefesh, the Pasuk says, that if a person is Tomei Lo Nefesh, he's Tomei Mace. He doesn't bring Pesach Rishon, he brings Pesach Sheni. Now, what do we learn from here? Ain't Le'al Tamei Nefesh. I only know it applies to somebody who's Tamei Mace, Tamei Ziva, Tamei Tsaras Minayin. How do I know if he's Tamei because of Zav or if he's Tamei with Tsaras that he doesn't bring Pesach Rishon either? Tam Leimer, from there we learn, the Pasuk says, Tamei, the Girsas take out the next word Mace. What do we learn from here? Reba, this is an inclusion. All types of Tamar are included. So the question is, Ma Tam Leimer Tamei Nefesh? So what do we learn from when the Pasuk says Tamei Nefesh? El must be that we learn from here as follows. Ish Tamei Nefesh, Nidchal Pesach Sheni, Ve'in Tzibur Tamei Nefesh, Nidchal Pesach Sheni. It's only when we have an ish, an individual, one person who's Tamei Nefesh, so he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but a Tzibur who's Tamei Nefesh does not get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, as we know that if the majority of Tzibur is Tamei Nefesh, they're Tamei Meis, they all do Pesach Rishon B'Tumah, they don't get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. However, Tamei Ziva, Tamei Tsaras, Nidchal Pesach Sheni. If the majority of the Tzibur is Tamei Tsaras or Tamei Ziva, then they do get pushed off to Pesach Sheni, and they will not bring Pesach Rishon. Now, don't take this din for granted, because tomorrow we're actually be getting into Machlekes whether or not that's true. However, the Brisa continues, Tomas Avod Zara, let's say somebody is Tomei with the Tomei Avod Zara, which is just a Tomei Dirabanon, then Avod Zara itself is Tomei, and somebody who touches it is Tomei, Asu Isaac Tomei Zivu Tomei Tsaras, it's like somebody who's Tomei with Zivu or Tomei Tsaras, then Zibur will not do Pesach Rishon and will be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.